This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. China has reported a sharp rise in the number of people infected with a new coronavirus, including the first cases in Beijing. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the latest.
Health authorities in a central city where the viral pneumonia appears to have originated say they now have around 200 infected patients. As of the weekend, a third patient there had died, bringing the death toll to three. The outbreak coincides with the country's busiest travel period as millions board trains and planes for the Lunar New Year holidays. China health officials say the source of the new type of coronavirus has not yet been found, and they don't fully understand how the virus is transmitted. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Both sides are digging in a day before the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump begins. AP's Rita Foley reports.
The White House is expected to argue at trial that President Trump did not commit a crime, that his impeachment is invalid, and that the Democrats are trying to overturn his election.
By these radical left lunatics, I get impeached.
But scholars have roundly dismissed the no crime, no impeachment argument. The president's accused of withholding money for Ukraine unless it announced an investigation into his potential rival, Joe Biden. Lead House investigator, now prosecutor, Congressman Adam Schiff.
That goes to the very heart of what the framers intended to be impeachable.
He was on ABC's This Week. Rita Foley, Washington.
Philippine officials are cracking down on people being allowed daily visits to the homes they fled after Taal volcano erupted. They are citing threats it could still explode at any time. Over 110,000 people have taken refuge in evacuation centers since Taal burst to life a week ago. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.